Open Windows, March the 29th, The Great Transition. You have not come to the mountain that may be touched and that burned with fire. Hebrews 12, verse 18. How vast is this movement from that old economy to the bringing in of the new economy? There is one thing only in your New Testament, introduced by Christ in the Gospels and followed out by the Apostles and in the letter to the Hebrews. The solid object of the whole letter is the transition from one economy to another. Oh, read it again and glory in it. Read that letter again to the Hebrews. Glory in this. My, what a thing we have been brought into. Tabernacle? Yes, says the writer, there was a tabernacle on this earth, and for the time being, until that time. That is all gone, he says. And now we have come into the true tabernacle, not made with hands, which God has made, a heavenly tabernacle. See how wonderful the transition is, passing over from one economy to another. I must pause to ask, is this where Christendom has gone astray? Is it still holding to the old economy? Is it still in the grave clothes? Is it still that old Mosaic economy with its forms and ways? Is it not emancipated into the heavenlies? This is what the Lord wants to do with us here. Things have gone away, gone wrong, got out of God's way, and God is returning to where they went wrong. God usually does that with us. And so, what is God's beginning? It is his Son before the foundation of the world. Right back in the eternal councils, his Son was made the beginning. God's starting place. Men have all gone astray because of history. All of us like sheep have gone astray. God gets back to his beginning, his Son. Christendom has gone astray, and the only way of saving Christendom is to get back to God's beginning, a true and right apprehension of his Son.